This week's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. Both cuts are Bill Norman, Vice President of Technical Services for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Field to Market is an alliance of organizations throughout the agricultural marketing chain that is working together to develop some sustainability index information, a baseline of data, then communicate that information to the public and throughout agriculture. As far as the alliance is concerned, it involves producer organizations across a number of commodities and the companies that supply crop protection material and biotech, the retailers and brands, the commercial entities that handle and purchase those commodities, as well as universities and USDA.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The group had developed in September of 2009 a set of ways of measuring sustainability in a general sense from a national average on things such as greenhouse gas emissions of the various crops, soil loss, erosion, water use, energy use, water quality, those sorts of things. But those were national averages. And the brands and retailers were asking, well, how do I know, or is there a way to understand what the growers that we are purchasing product from, how they're doing? So the idea was to develop a field print calculator, and what has been rolled out this year is a version 2.0. And what this tool does is allow a grower, using a Google Maps approach, to identify a field, highlight that field, and when you select your field, the NRCS has data sets that they've collected on the fields across the country for years. That data set for that field downloads into the field print calculator, providing soil type, slope, slope length, and other information pertinent to that field. Then the producer can begin to enter his own management practices, and you begin to build your own measurements on your field and compare that to a national and a state average. We think as more of this is done by a larger number of growers, you'll begin to see an idea of how you compare even to your neighbors within your county and begin to do some what if I change my practices? What if I go to a no-till practice rather than a full tillage? How does that improve my footprint? Where can I improve on my water use? How can I do things better? And we think that this will assist our producers, particularly in cotton, in beginning to understand how they can improve their conservation practices, and hopefully, if they aren't already involved in NRCS conservation programs, this would be a way for them to enter into utilizing those programs to help their operations.